Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing?
I'm well. What a game at Towson on Saturday. Your team improves to 4-0 with an unreal 52-45 overtime victory over the Tigers. As you went back and had a chance to digest on all that happened, just give me your impressions on the game and your team's effort.
Well, obviously it was a wild contest, to say the least. It was a kind of a roller coaster of emotions going on throughout that whole game. I don't know how many lead changes and ties there were throughout the course of the game, but it was highs and lows, as you would imagine, for both sides. Started out well. We scored on our first two possessions. Then we had some consecutive punts, and they took the lead at halftime, as you know. And we started the second half well and got up, you know, pretty significantly at one point. I believe we're at 42-28, and then they scored twice. They had a really nice drive to respond when we got to 42, and they got to that 42-35. And then on our very next possession, tip ball up in the air, caught by their linebacker, return for touch. So they scored twice to get knotted up at 42 with only 1 minute coming off the clock on those two touchdowns. And then we stalled, punted it back to them. They had a really nice drive to kick the leading field goal. And then, we get the ball to our own seven with only a minute and 40 on the clock or so. And our offense did a great job moving the ball down the field, conserving as much time as we could to get that tying field goal to take it in overtime. And, you know, wild game, wild CAA contest, to say the least.
4-0 start now for your team, having played three of those games on the road. What has impressed you most about that, to be able to get off to this kind of start with the competition you've played and having only been home once?
Well, I think one of the good things was, you know, we had that week zero game, so we did get a bye, so we weren't traveling so many consecutive weeks. But yeah, it's been challenging, but our team has done a great job. Each week we seem to be getting closer and closer together, and I don't know, maybe sometimes when you travel and you're in the hotel and you're hanging around, probably more together than you do when you're home on your own campus, might have something to do with, you know, that bond and that building of relationships with the guys, you know, the older guys, the younger guys, and so on and so forth. So it's been interesting, you know. We've kind of asked them to, you know, just take it in stride and be the road warriors, if you will. And, you know, but it will be good to get back on our home campus this weekend with family weekend coming up, anticipating a really nice crowd versus Maine.
Got a couple questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Good, thanks. Congratulations. Hey, listen, just a thought on Ernest Edwards, you know, the kickoff returner for Maine, and then looking ahead to Saturday, what are your thoughts on Maine, and what are going to be keys to success for you guys?
Well,
thanks.
Obviously, Ernest is an explosive athlete, and he does a lot of positive things for them, and the return game is definitely one of them. You know, we're putting our plan together. You know, we need to do a good job covering the kicks. I'm hoping Nate Fondacaro, our kickoff guy, can kick them all out of the end zone, so we don't have to worry about defending Ernest on the return. But, you know, then we got to deal with him as a receiver and all the things he does with the offense as well. So, you know, we just have to play as clean a game as we can. It's, you know, going to be an awesome CAA game. You know, Ferguson is throwing the ball extremely well, so we're going to have to defend the pass. We're going to have to do a little better job than we did this past weekend and hopefully win the turnover battle against Towson. We had three turnovers and only got one in our favor, so we can't do that. And, you know, like I said, it's when you get into the CAA, no matter who you're playing, you have to play as clean a game as you can and as consistently as you can on all phases of the game and, you know, hopefully win the turnover battle. And, you know, that's our goal this week moving forward.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Mike.
Just wondering, when you talk about the turnover battle, the week before, Maine had Towson up in Orono, and they threw four interceptions. Do you look how much do you look at that tape? How much do you take from that tape? How much do you take from looking at you just play Towson and beat him? I mean, how does that all play into this game?
Well, you know, you never go and look at score comparisons and all that because every week's different. You just got to go out and, you know, I heard Nick talking about what they need to do, and you know, you hear all the coaches talking about, you know, let's focus on us first and try to play a solid game and minimize our mistakes, and then, you know, obviously you have to watch your opponents. So we're watching all their games. I'm sure they're watching all of ours. You know, 1 year to the next is always a different year. I've always said that. So, you know, we now are into, you know, week four, week five, fifth game for us, obviously, with the week zero game. So, you know, now you're starting to see what teams are like in the year as opposed to watching the first 2 weeks of the season and primarily working off of what you saw last year. So, you know, we're going to look at all their games and they're going to look at all our games and we're going to try to come up with a good plan. Ferg's going to come in here and, you know, try to distribute the ball well like he's been doing. And if he wants to throw a couple to us, I'd be in favor of that.
Their running game picked it up a little bit last week. I mean, that's been a key to their offense over the years. What do you do to take that away?
No doubt. I mean, that's always our focus as well. When you look at our defense, we always focus on stopping the run. And I heard, you know, Kirk down there at JMU talking about trying to make a team one-dimensional. And everybody wants to have as balanced attack as they can. We've been fortunate enough to be able to mix up our run and pass in our first four contests and been able to, you know, have a pretty good ground game going. And, you know, we always want to try to have our opponent, you know, not be able to have that. So we're going to focus on, you know, defending the run like we always do. That's kind of been our defensive mantra, if you will, and make them one-dimensional. And if they're going to throw the ball, you know, last few opponents have been throwing the ball probably against us more than we anticipated. I think Bucknell threw it 55 times and, you know, Lehigh was over 50 times and so on. So, you know, if we can make them one-dimensional and then, you know, like I said, hopefully, you know, be able to pick off a couple passes and get a couple turnovers in our favor, then that's what we'll try to do. But, you know, we always start with the stop and the run game. That's kind of our philosophy on defense.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Your next question comes from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, bud. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. This game last year came down to the wire with a last-minute field goal. You know, Maine won the game with the last-minute field goal. Is that something that your players had in the back of their mind? I know that's 2018 and everything's brand new. Do you feel like that? You don't want to have that same thing happen Saturday there at home?
Well, I really don't care how it happens if we come out on the positive side. You know, just like this past weekend with the Towson game going into overtime, we got the field goal at the end of the game to tie it and then win it in overtime. So I think our team this year is doing a great job focusing on this year. You know, every now and then a reference to a season ago may come up from time to time, but it's really not about, you know, what happened in the main game or what happened in last year's Towson game or so on and so forth. Our guys are doing a really good job with the leadership of our captains and our upperclassmen and so on, really just focusing on task at hand. And task at hand right now is to focus on the opponent for this week, try to get to 1-0 this week, as you've heard coaches say all the time. And really our task at hand is to go out and have a really good practice on Tuesday and, you know, just get our preparation started the way we always want to do in a positive and consistent fashion.
Thanks, Coach Mark. Have a great weekend. Week.
You too.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports.
Coach, with this being the first opportunity this past Saturday to see how your team responds in a late game situation, you know, after you've won pretty handily in the first 3 weeks, what kind of leading up to this week made you know or have confidence that they would be able to respond to a situation like they faced late in the game Saturday?
I don't know if you ever know, Kyle. I mean, I think that was just a great job by our team showing resilience. And like I said, when we had a good lead, not getting too up and not getting too high, and then when we had a fight back at the end of the game, showing the resilience and the grit to push through it and be able to get an overtime win. So I think our guys are doing a great job. I don't know if you ever know going into something like that how you're going to respond until you're faced with it. So it was really good to be challenged and have the adversity we had throughout the course of that game, because we didn't see it, as you mentioned, in our previous three games. So it was awesome to see our team respond in the fashion that they did. So really proud of our guys and really proud of our leadership, as I stated earlier, to able to face that and come out on the victory side of things.
Thank you.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
You got it, Rob. Have a good day.
All right, you too.